The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Brian, a fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I've received in such a short period of time. Within 48 hours, I started to see a difference that was, at first, I thought it was psychosomatic. Yeah. I thought, okay, something is changing. Something is feeling better. Something is happening. But I didn't want to say anything, lest I jinx this.
Yeah, and you were talking about some of the challenges you face, such as rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, that ran in my family. And I've not yet encountered that, but I will. Right? It'll come. So that was a shock for you, but that's also, you're also dealing with that?
Yep. Yeah. The rheumatoid has been very, very difficult just because I saw my mom and it was just horribly debilitating. She was crippled to the day that she died. Yeah. And I got that and it was a gut punch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, dealing with that was painfully difficult.
Yeah. And you've been an active guy your whole life. And see, and I can see it in you. I can see that you're a guy that has been active your life. You're an Eagle Scout. And what's it like now to start being able to do things with your scouts again?
It's amazing because I've even shared this with Dr. Yardley and several friends. It's like, I feel I can run again. I feel I can exercise and lift weights again, and which for the past 2 to 3 years has just not been possible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and work with the scouts and work with, there's a couple guys that I'm trying really hard to get across the line of Eagle Scout, and with me not being able to be there, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back and they just look and go, oh, Mr. Wood, you're back. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. You said something to me and I didn't even realize it about headaches. Cause I the other day was talking to someone and he was saying, oh, I had sciatica and it's gone. I thought, wait a minute. I had sciatica, and I didn't even realize, but since I've been seeing Dr. Lee Yardley, it's like I don't have that. But then you mentioned headaches. I haven't had those either.
Yes. And I used to live on Excedrin. Seriously, I would take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day, religiously every day. And that occurred to me. It's like, my goodness, I haven't seen a headache. I haven't felt even the inklings of a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you mentioned the other little niggling pains and hurts and all those that are just going away, I started to realize he's right. Things are just starting to happen.
Yeah.
I don't require nearly as much sleep, which just really blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so you said there must be something to this brain-body connection.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense in the world. The way I've tried to explain this to people is, look, what happens if it's severed?
Yes.
That's just bad, right?
Yes.
I understand. I've done some research. Severing the brain-body connection is bad, but what about impacting that? So what do you tell people who are skeptical? Because I think traditional medicine, you and I are talking about some of the flaws with traditional medicine. I mean, they mean well, but oftentimes they're seeking a program or they're seeking a medication or a surgical outcome.
Yep.
What do you tell people about this, the way that Dr. Lee Yardley deals with the brain-body connection?
It's fascinating because I usually will tell, he says, I am not curing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not healing you. I am restoring the brain to body, because what an amazing machine your body really is.
Yeah.
How it can do the things it does, how it can affect the things that it does. And it's all happening. It's all because, as I said, one of the lifestyle changes, I've stopped taking my statin drugs because they were causing me pains all over my body. Mm. And those went away within days. And it's like, you've got to be kidding
me. You know, I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. This way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. And I've tried to say, look, don't wait. This has been my experience. It's been the experience of other people. So help me. We're talking to those maybe men our age. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, we'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. It's, you creak and you groan and you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that. When you say about the getting up and can't even walk, that is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, I could barely walk. And so I tell the people, even my coworkers, did you notice I'm not getting up and struggling to walk? And the guy goes, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what keyed in when you said, don't make this the last resort.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have no other options.
Yeah.
Because I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having, and I couldn't do the continued medication. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. And as you know, I think I've shared on the air, my dad just masked his symptoms for years with medication, ibuprofen and many other things, all legal, by the way, but none of it advisable for the situation he's in. Well, you know what? God bless you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm extremely happy for you. And I'm getting the contact high watching you be happy.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't. When I think about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. I'm serious. This has been a godsend. I thank Dr. Yardley for what he's able to do. And Todd, I thank you for bringing this to my attention of saying, don't wait, do this.
Wow.
And when I finally did, it was, I can't tell you the changes. Of course, I don't have to. You know the changes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's huge to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, too. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my honor. I love what you do here.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Brian. You know, it reminds me, my dad spent years masking symptoms, and listeners to my show know that it you know, I think it probably killed my dad. So don't wait. Don't keep masking the problem with drugs. Go see Dr. Yardley and find out if he can help you like he did Bryant here, like he did me, like he's done for thousands of KTTH listeners.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. On Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, I wanted to talk about correction versus containment. I know this is kind of an important area, particularly at the Yardley Institute. What is the difference between them?
Well, most of us have been raised in a society where we've got two choices out there. We've got health care and we've got disease care. The problem is most of what we call health care is really disease care. It's waiting till we're sick, we're injured, we got a problem. What are we going to do about it?
Does that sound like we're moving towards containment in that case?
Yeah, if you take a look at it, it's all about putting a name on it. They put a label on it. You know, it might be acid reflux, or it might be MS, or it might be Parkinson's. But they give a name to it. It's called a diagnosis. And then, in theory, what they're going to do is attack it and get rid of it. But regrettably, most of the time the chronic illness is we can't get rid of it. Most of the time with chronic illnesses, it tends to be more of a containment approach.
And we manage it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a person has high blood pressure. Well, that's a bad deal. I mean, it could kill your kidneys. It could cause a stroke. So what do? You put it on blood pressure-lowering medication.
Yeah, you're diuretic.
And that's a good thing, except that when do you get to go off the medication and now no longer have a blood pressure problem?
Okay.
The answer is never.
So that's
it's a containment approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that crosses all the healing professions. It's true of chiropractic. It's true of osteopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy. You take a look at it, and yes, each one has their own modalities, their own way of attacking these things. Mm-hmm. They have their areas where they can do a better job. But in the end, that's what they're doing. It's disease care.
They're containing it.
For the most part,
okay.
Yes. So healthcare is a different game. Healthcare is asking the question, why is the body not healing? First of all, it's predicated on the assumption that the default setting for the body is to heal itself. And therefore, if it's not healing itself, why is it not? That's a whole different question. It takes you down a whole different path and in a different place.
And this moves us towards correction. So the question that you're asking is, what's getting in the way of the body doing what it is perfectly capable of doing?
Exactly. So what we do is we start exploring the body's healing systems. There's a series of control systems. There's a network of communication that really facilitates healing in the body. And this may not be anywhere close to where you perceive the problem to be.
Oh, you mean, okay, now we're starting to move towards what you do. Because you may have, say, for example, a lower back problem, but you treat it with the upper neck.
Well, exactly. Our approach is typically going to be where the control centers are, which is in that brain-body connection.
So you're saying that you don't necessarily treat the issue at the location of what you perceive the issue to be at.
Yeah, right. What we're not is a better widget to fix this or that. What we are is, let's look at the control systems that facilitate healing and find out what's not working right.
Okay.
You see, so it's like in your house. Now, let's say your toaster stops working.
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to say, maybe I need a new toaster.
Sure.
Is it plugged in? Is the plug turned on? You see.
Right.
Let's say the next day you walk in, the toaster's not working, but at the same time, the microwave's not working and the refrigerator's not working. Well, yeah, you could futz around in the kitchen if you like and try and figure out, but you might say, maybe there's a circuit breaker that's blowing. And I put money on it. You're not going to stay in the kitchen.
No.
You're going to go out to the garage. You may even go outside to find that circuit breaker. Not even close to where, you know, you're perceiving the problem.
The assumption is when multiple systems fail, there is something controlling those multiple systems that needs to be dealt with.
This is so true of the people that I see. Many people come in with not one problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's one biggie that they're looking for help with.
Right.
But there's usually a syndrome, a series of things going on, seemingly unrelated. And if they've gone the disease care approach, and most have, mm-hmm. they've got And medicine's easy to pick on because we all have experience with it.
Sure.
But they got a drug for this, they got a drug for that, and they don't realize that there is a common cause that may be feeding a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, basically they're containing the different symptoms, but they're not actually eliminating them.
Right. A containment versus correction approach.
What's different about the Yardley Institute and what you do, Dr. Yardley?
Well, first of all, we limit our practice to that. That's why we are a healthcare institute. We go down that other path. That's the only path we go down.
You mean the path of correction?
Correction. Two, we deal almost exclusively with the brain-body connection because this is where the control systems are to virtually everything that goes on in the body. And that's where we live. That's what we deal with. And that's what we look at when people come in.
So you probably have a good example of somebody that you've worked with in the past that had this kind of thing that contained several issues and then dealt with it through correction.
Interesting that you should ask me that. There was a gentleman that I've been taking care of,
mm-hmm.
and his mother passed away. And so his niece flew out from the East Coast for the funeral. She was going to be in town for 2 weeks. And he'd had such a good experience with us, and he's a really nice guy. So he actually arranged for her to come in those 2 weeks and see care with us.
Okay.
And she was in like her early 20s. She had skin conditions. She had digestive issues, a whole bunch of things going on. No one had helped, and she really didn't have any help, any hope that we were going to help her either. During those 2 weeks, though, there was such a profound change that when she returned to the East Coast and found that she had great difficulty finding anyone that could do this work, she was looking at relocating back to Seattle. Now, as it was, we were able to find someone in the East Coast, and she was able to continue the care that she started with us.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. Thanks for listening to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Doctor, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Dorothy, in just a minute or so about spinal stenosis, which I guess is becoming a more popular diagnosis. Tell us a little bit about it before we get her on the line here.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of it around these days. And in fact, this particular patient, Dorothy, didn't come to me for spinal stenosis. She was, in fact, scheduled for the surgery for it.
And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I suggested when she came in that maybe she might want to give it a little time and see how things went. As it turned out, she never did have the surgery, but she'll tell that story. Spinal stenosis is a condition. Stenosis is a closing off of a canal or a hole. And you'll find the spinal cord itself travels down a series of bones with holes in them. And things can happen as people get older where this begins to start causing a calcium buildup. Now, there's a reason that that happens. Calcium just doesn't appear for no reason at all. But there's a calcium buildup, and it begins to start closing off those foramen. And so surgery is done to go in and try and clean that calcium out to take away the closing off that's occurring with that. Our approach is a little different. Obviously, we don't do surgery, but we try and explore the underlying biomechanical issues that may be causing that to happen.
Well, let's get her on the phone here.
Sounds good.
Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So why don't we begin by having you tell us, what were you suffering from when you came to Dr. Yardley? What was your difficulty that you were dealing with?
Well, I was dealing with not being able to sleep at night.
And what was causing that? Were you in pain or what was happening?
No, I have no idea why, but my daughter heard over the radio that medications could cause this. And Dr. Yardley had a thing about coming to him, so she signed me up for that.
Okay, and you also had some low back pain, is that right?
Right, but see, that wasn't even taken into consideration at the time until we visited with Dr. Yardley, and then it came up that this could help.
Well, that's right. Now, you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis, I think, Dorothy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was actually scheduled for an operation.
That's right. Well, it was just incidental when I was taking your history that you and your daughter mentioned that in next month you were scheduled for this back surgery, and I think I might have said to you, perhaps you might want to put that off for a month or two and see what happens.
Right, right.
Mm. Kind of frightening to look at back surgery, you know, in any case, and it's not 100% reliable at all, is it?
I have not heard of any back surgery, but I was in such pain, I was willing to try anything. Because my chiropractor finally told me, I can't do any more for you, Dorothy.
Well, I'm really glad you came in. And you never did get that surgery done, right?
No. Never did.
Well, let's talk about what you did do. You had the correction, the procedure with Dr. Yardley. What was it? Was it awful? Did he put his hands all over you? Did they wrench you around,
no.
Dorothy?
He barely touched my neck.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, boy, this is really going to do something, you know.
So you were a little skeptical?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay.
I couldn't imagine because I do not understand this process at all. But it works, and that's all I care about.
Well, let's talk about it working. How has it changed your life? I mean, are you sleeping better?
Now, you know something? I don't feel that I'm sleeping all that much better, but I can walk up a hill now. I can walk up the steps without taking one foot and then putting the foot right next to it. I mean, I can last all day on my feet. I mean, and people have noticed that. I mean, Dorothy, since you don't have the pain anymore, you just look more alive, you know?
So that low back pain that you were facing surgery for, that went away?
It's away. Yes, it's gone away.
And how has that changed your life?
Like I just said, I mean, I can walk up hills now. I never could walk up a hill. It just hurt too bad. And I don't limp anymore. I had a limp because it hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't limp anymore. And I just don't have any pain in my back anymore.
Well, that is really
That must
good.
Be just amazing. I mean, to...
Oh, it's a miracle. I mean, to think of how much pain I was in that I was actually going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. And that goes away. That's just that's an amazing story in and of itself. So would you recommend Dr. Yardley to your friends?
Oh, definitely. In fact, my neighbor, they were so impressed that because they knew how much pain I was in all the time. They were so impressed that he is going to Dr. Yardley now for restless leg syndrome.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that really comes from the same area. It's the low back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Your story is one that's pretty amazing, really.
Yes.
It is. I mean, you got to see all the looks I get when I say that, you know, that, I mean, when I tell my story.
Yes. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on. It's really great for you to do that. And, you know, how many people out there are facing surgery that could be helped if they
only
knew about it?
Yeah. All right, Dorothy, have a great day.
I forgot to mention that she had started back on her exercise class again.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
No surgery, exercise class.
Exactly.
Wow. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is in the house with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk with one of your other patients, Pam. How about you give us a little background about her?
Yeah, well, Pam wasn't even sure why she came to see us. And when we sat down and talked with Pam, we found out there were a number of things going on, none of which she would ever come to have seen us for. The fact that her kidney measurements were starting to go down. She had eczema, problems with the right knee, AFib at times, not very often. But you know what was really interesting is she had a series of 5 bumps on her head, and she'd had one of them removed surgically. So anyway, she was in to find out what we were about, and I'd probably let her take it from there.
All right. Well, let's get her on the show. Hi, Pam.
Hi, thanks.
Man, sounds like you had a lot going on.
Well, yeah, but as he said, I wasn't really sure. I just kind of came in for a quality of life, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just come check it out. Listened to your radio programs for over a year, and I thought, okay, maybe it's my turn.
So in your mind, did you think all these things were kind of related, or what exactly was your mindset when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Oh, I didn't think there was any continuity to them whatsoever. They were all so different. And I didn't even think, except the kidney things were probably my primary concern. But I didn't think anything was related at all, to my surprise.
Now, tell me about these bumps on your head. You had surgery on your head.
Well, I did. They were like, I laughed and called them my horns on my head, and there were about 5 of them. And I did have one removed surgically, and then all of a sudden, a month later, I just went, because they ask you a month into it, you know, well, how is everything? And then I realized, oh, those bumps are gone. So everything kind of started falling into place, and it really surprised me.
Okay, Dr. Yardley, I want to pause here for a second. You got all these conditions. You got eczema, AFib, you got kidneys, you got bumps in the head. They don't seem to be related. Explain to all of us how these things are, in fact, related.
Well, it's all about the difference between disease care and health care. Disease care is to take each one of these things, examine it, test it, measure it, and give it a name. Mm-hmm. And then develop a strategy to try and get rid of it. Disease care paradigm. We, on the other hand, function in a healthcare paradigm. We don't ask any of those questions at all. We simply ask one question. Why is this body not healing? What is stopping it from happening? And then we deal with the brain-body connection and correcting and empowering that body's ability to heal itself. And then it's real simple. We sit back and see what happens.
And Pamela, I want to take a second to talk a little bit about what it's like to be treated by Dr. Yardley. You know, we talk to a lot of people here in the show, and they often say that the first time that he treats them, it's almost as if he barely touches them. It's like very little has happened. What was it like for you? Was it gentle? Was it like that?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
Absolutely.
Well, Lee, why don't you explain to us, tell us a little bit about micro-adjustments and why they're so subtle.
Some of the most powerful things in the world are subtle. But people mistakenly think that this is like voodoo or something like that. And it's actually based more on physics and mechanics than probably anything else you'll get done from a health standpoint. The forces are incredibly light, incredibly gentle, but at the same time, very powerful, leading to profound changes in the body.
Okay, Pam, so you've started care. How long did it take before you started to notice some differences in your body?
It was about 3 weeks, maybe a month. And then that's when I realized, wow, the things in my head are gone. And so, you know, just little things. When they ask you things that are wrong, you have to tell them every silly little unrelated thing you could possibly think of, because all of us, those things are gone.
So, Pam, I want to go down a list here of your various maladies and see how you've ended up after your treatment with Dr. Yardley. Let's start first with the eczema. How'd that go?
Oh, gosh. Now, it's been about 6 months, and it's probably about 95% gone.
Gotta love that. That's a good result, huh?
That was after 2 years of going to dermatologists and using every prescription, everything. And, I'm really happy with that.
Scores on your kidneys. Okay, did you have some improvement in that area?
Absolutely. When I went back in, they said, you're good to go. Come back in 6 months. So we'll see. So that was my biggest worry and really the reason that I went.
Let's talk about the bumps on your head. You were worried that you would have to go back to surgery. Did you, in fact, have to go back to surgery?
Nope, they're totally gone.
Wow. So it sounds like the treatments that Dr. Yardley did, the micro-adjustments, did in fact restore the brain and body connection. They're talking to each other more effectively.
Absolutely. It's amazing to me. I don't know, other than what he says, it's hard to explain it to people, but all I can tell you is it works.
So, Pam, what would you tell other people who might have the kind of conditions you had, bumps in the head, eczema, kidneys? What would you tell them about Dr. Yardley?
I'd tell them go and at least check it out. It's worth it.
Excellent. Well, Pam, I'm delighted that you are having such a great experience with Dr. Yardley. Thanks for coming on with us here.
Thanks, you too.
Boy, Dr. Yardley, she just sounds so pleased. You know, everybody comes in for a different reason. I had lower back pain. She had eczema, bumps on her head, kidney, AFib. So people just need to come in and find out if they're a candidate for care with you, right?
That's right.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Here we are. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is with me. Dr. Yardley, my wife has a certain sensitivity to some perfumes. They're very, you know, it's a chemical sensitivity where it's just overwhelming to her, particularly if somebody uses a little bit too much. I know that's a relatively common thing in today's society, sensitivity to chemicals. Talk to me about how what you do can have an impact on that. Because when I first heard that, I thought, I was a little skeptical because, come on, the brain-body connection, how does that line up with sensitivity to a given chemical or odor?
Well, I think everyone has a certain level of sensitivity to chemicals and to our environment.
Sure.
The problem is not that sensitivity. Our problem is how our body responds to it. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
Like, for instance, now, some people have a heightened sensitivity to a thing called ragweed pollen.
Right.
And so, you know, when they get exposed to it, they start having a runny nose, runny eyes. They get this irritation. And life is quite miserable for them.
Yeah, big run on the histamines there going through their body.
Well, yeah. And so what they would say is that I'm sensitive to ragweed pollen. But the thing is, the person next to them is experiencing the same ragweed pollen, and it's not causing that in them. So it's how the body responds to it. And the way the body responds is it produces a chemical called histamine, as you pointed out.
Right.
You see, and if it produces too much of that histamine, in other words, it's an aberrant, abnormal response.
If you overreact, sure.
Then you get the runny nose and the eyes and everything else. So everyone's producing the histamine.
Right.
It's just some people are producing too much of it.
Okay.
Why? Why is that happening to them and it's not happening to others?
Wait a minute. You're not going to come here and tell me that at the Yardley Institute, you can make people throw away their Claritin, you can cure allergies.
Well, first of all, we don't cure allergies. We do have people that throw away the Claritin, and that's okay.
But when you say you don't cure, then what is it you do?
Well, you have to normalize the body's chemical response. You see, the body is responding aberrantly. Why is it responding aberrantly? One of the possibilities is a compromised brain-body connection. And so if you correct that, now the body starts responding normally. And if that's the thing that's causing it for those people, they now function normally.
When you talk about the brain-body connection, aren't you talking about the bones and stuff? I mean, or are you talking about something else?
We are talking about the relationship between the head and how it sits on the neck and how that impacts the neurology of what's going on and how that neurology impacts body chemistry.
So you're talking about nerves.
Yes.
You're
nerves
talking about
chemical responses.
I see.
Like, you know, one of the most tragic conditions that we see are people that have chemical sensitivities. And it really affects their lives. It affects the buildings they can go into, the buildings that they can live in. There are people that have to, you know, control the carpet that they buy, the paint that they put on the wall, because their body is so extremely sensitive. And over the years, I've seen a large number of people coming in with a chemical sensitivity. And the amazing thing is many of them, once they get the brain-body connection, they start responding more naturally. A lot of these issues reduce 80-90%. In fact, I had a case that came to me, this is probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and she is actually the daughter of a massage therapist, probably one of the foremost massage therapists in the state of Washington.
Okay, the daughter of a massage therapist.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. And so she'd been referred to me by her mother,
okay.
and she had a lot of difficulty when she first came in, just living, dealing with things, and we found a compromised brain-body connection.
Are you saying that she had this chemical sensitivity?
Yes.
Now, when you say difficulty, let me just take a moment with that.
Sure.
This is chemical sensitivity is not something that the average person experiences. And it's you would agree, certainly, that the average person sometimes is not as sympathetic to somebody who's suffering from this kind of thing. It's because you can't see it.
No, you can't.
It's how somebody experiences their environment. And that's a really hard thing to explain to someone.
Not only explain, but it's really hard for their family members to appreciate how difficult that is for them and what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when we have these cases, we try and get the spouse in so that we can go over what we're finding and they can develop an understanding of why their significant other is living the way that they are and then the price they have to pay for it.
Okay, I interrupted your story. She came to you at the Yardley Institute. You did your procedure.
Yeah, and we found a compromised brain-body connection. And so we corrected that, and we were taking care of her, and it was quite amazing to me a few months later when I had the opportunity to sit down with her and have her go through and rate the changes and improvements that she reported an 80% improvement in her response to chemical sensitivity.
That's amazing. What would cause that? I mean, it's not the bones. It's that area. What you've talked about this before.
Yes.
The bundle of nerves. What at the base of your skull?
Yes, the connection between the brain and the body. There is a relationship between how the head sits on the neck, and if that gets compromised, even by a few millimeters, then that starts creating short circuits. So certain areas of the body begin to respond aberrantly. And one of the things, a lot of people don't realize, histamine is produced by the tissues in the sinuses and throughout the body, not actually necessarily within the brain, but it's controlled by the brain. And so if you've got a compromised brain-body connection, you start producing too much histamine. And guess what you do? You take an antihistamine.
That's right.
To neutralize it.
That's right.
And guess what the body does with that? It says, well, now we don't have enough histamine. Let's produce even more. So you start creating problems with that.
You're amazing. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we are going to talk with Kristen, and she has one of the most fascinating backstories I've ever heard.
It's truly moving because the problems for her started when she was a teenager, and it affected her hands, and her dream was to become a concert pianist. Well, that's never going to happen. But later in her life, she found it to the Institute, and she's got the help that she really needed to have when she was a teenager.
Well, let's chat with her. Kristen, why don't you tell us about what you were dealing with?
I got whiplash and started having a lot of strange low back pain and I had been seeing a different chiropractor for a couple months and wasn't having any improvement. And then actually the person who's my therapist told me about Dr. Yardley and how much he helped her. And she told me he has a really unique approach, but that it had done miracles for her. So
you took her advice. You went to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about when you went in for your first visit.
Well, I felt really handheld. I mean, from the moment that I got into the office, I felt like I was being really taken care of. And I felt that, you know, what doctors a lot of the time don't do is take the time to really, really understand your whole history and everything that's important to you about your health. Dr. Yardley and all the people in the office, like, they wrote down everything I said. and I was really excited to learn that, you know, not only was the doctor confident that he could help me with the issues I was having because of the accident, but he said, you know, I think you'll be shocked at how much we can help you with some of the other issues you've been having. And he was right. That's right.
Kristen, I noticed in that last progressive evaluation, the hands and wrists did improve. In fact, you said about 50%. This was about 4 months ago.
In addition to the wrist pain I've been having for 20 years and have never really been able to find something that really resolves it. But also depression has been something that I've struggled with since I was around 19, on and off. And that has just turned around in the last 6 months. It's just turned around. Like, my therapist and I were just marveling at it the other day. You know, she's like, when is the last time that you had a depressive episode? And I said, I think it was August. And it's April now. And that's never happened before in my life. You know, and I've been in therapy for a really long time. And something about the work that this did enabled me to heal. My whole life, try to heal these things, like the depression and the wrist. I've been seeing different kinds of doctors, therapists, trying different medications. And there's something about the work that Dr. Yardley did that catalyzed change in all these areas.
It changed the direction in your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about your energy levels?
One of the biggest symptoms of depression for me was just fatigue. And I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm feeling really different.
Kristen, your story is one that we see a lot. I mean, people come to us not realizing that we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. Typically, they come in, they've got a problem they're looking for help with. And yes, often they do get help with that. But then there's a whole configuration, a reconfiguration of the health and how it interfaces that begins to change and improve. And it is truly part of the delight of what we do, as well as the delight for the patients.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I honestly had stopped trying to look for a cure for some of these things. Well, that's not true. I was still trying. But it was like that one time, that first time I came in to see you, I remember afterwards calling my mom and saying, can I really let myself hope one more time? Like, there's been so many times in my life where I'll, you know, meet a doctor who has a new approach and I'll get my hopes up so high and then just over time, if it doesn't work, be disappointed. And this time it worked.
Yes, Kristen. And so what would you say to people out there who've been living with problems and are somewhat hopeless in terms of their health?
I would say, I'm so sorry. I know exactly how you feel. That's a hard question because there's so much that I would want to say. It's the fact that you've tried things before and it hasn't worked is what's making you not want to try this. Don't let that hold you back because I am so glad that I took the chance, you know, that I risked hoping one last time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really happy that I got in that car accident because I don't think otherwise I would have met you and had all of this other stuff fixed.
Well, that's great. That's really great, you know.
Yeah, and it's not too late for me to be a happy person.
That's right.
And that's a really big...
And that's probably the most important thing right there.
It is, and it's awesome to discover at 40
yes.
this new... that a whole new kind of perspective is available.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and I'll also say, I don't know if this is helpful, but I trusted my therapist so much that I knew that if she said that this doctor was special and had a special ability to heal, that it would be worth it. And now it's almost a year later, and I'm amazed at how little it has cost. All the money that I've poured into my health and co-pays over the years, you know, what I'm spending to get this treatment is a fraction of that, and it's so effective. Best investment I ever made.
I think that says a lot.
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Yardley, that is a very impressive story, but you don't cure depression or anxiety, do you?
Not at all. What we do is we restore that brain-body connection, and then the changes, though, at that point can be quite amazing.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.